Greetings from God the Father and our Lord Jesus Christ this morning to each of you saints that is gathered here this morning. Last month, I had the privilege of speaking on Mother's Day, bringing a message on Mother's Day. And I talked about respect and love and honor for our mothers. Today is Father's Day. And by the suggestion of somebody in this congregation, I don't know who it was because it came to me through one of my fellow ministry, I'm going to speak on the honor of fathers. Honor thy father is the title of the message. The question was raised by an individual. Why on Mother's Day we hear about loving and honoring and respecting our mothers, and then on Father's Day the fathers get trampled on and shown all their responsibilities and their duties, and we never hear about honoring the fathers. So I want to endeavor to do that this morning. Some of the illustrations that I'm going to be giving this morning are, or should I say, all the illustrations that I'm going to be giving this morning are personal ones. Some of them as a son, and some of them as a father. But I'm not going to tell you which is which, because then you don't know which one was me and which one was my son's. So as we go through this message this morning, I don't think that my experiences are that much different than other fathers or other sons here or other daughters here this morning. And I think as we look at this passage, as we look at this message this morning, honor thy father, I think we need to recognize, and I'm going to take one opportunity here to point to fathers and their responsibility, and that is, in order for us to be honored, we need to be honorable. We need to live a life that can be honored and can be respected and can be looked up to. Having said that, if you have a father that you feel isn't honorable, does not excuse you to respect him because he is your father. In Ephesians chapter 6, and you may turn to that because that's where I'm going to start. I'm going to be turning to a number of different scriptures this morning. But Ephesians chapter 6, verses 1 through 3 say, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth." Honor thy father, and I realize it says mother here, but we're going to be looking at fathers more directly. Honor thy father. Now the question comes to each one of us, when are we old enough to stop honoring our father? As children, you know, we look at honoring our father. How old are you, or when are you old enough to stop honoring your father? And I raise this question simply to point to the fact that this message isn't just for the youth and the children in the congregation here this morning. This message is for every one of us, whether our father is living or dead. Because we are never old enough, we are never too old to honor our father. This word honor here, if you look it up in the Strong's Concordance, it says it is to prize or to fix evaluation upon, or by implication it means to revere. And we are never too old to do that. We never get too old to bring honor and respect and reverence to our Father. We are never too old to put a prize and a high value on the teaching and the training and the counsel and the direction and the guidance that we receive from our Father. We are never too old to look up to with respect to our Father and what He has done for us. We are never too old to realize that what my Father has taught me and what my Father has done for me has helped me to be the man that I am today. And for that, we need to honor our fathers. Exodus chapter 20 is basically where Ephesians 6 was taken from. Exodus chapter 20, the Ten Commandments, verse 12. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. If I counted correctly, this is the fifth commandment. And interestingly enough, the other commandments preceding this are commandments in relation to ourselves and God. This commandment of honor thy father and thy mother is the first commandment in relation to human relations. And I believe, as I look at that, that that's no accident that God put that there. Because if we as individuals, and I say as individuals, I'm not pointing the finger at youth, but I'm talking to all of us. If we as individuals fail to learn respect and honor for our father or our parents, it is very doubtful that we'll have the proper respect and honor and reverence for God. Because we learn a relationship with our parents. We learn obedience. We learn to respect. We learn to accept direction from our parents. And if we buck that relationship, if we go against that relationship, brothers and sisters, I'm afraid we're going to find ourselves looking at God and that relationship pretty much the same way. Not only that, but all our other relationships with other individuals will follow the same pattern because we're selfish. Because we are not willing to be told or controlled or directed by anybody. So our relationship with our father or with our parents, I believe, is paramount in our relationships with other individuals around us. And we need to thank and we need to honor and respect our father for what he has taught us in that respect. Brother Chad made reference to the children at Bible school this week. Broken homes, no relationships. You see the way they relate to each other. It brings that all out. Deuteronomy chapter 21. And this is a very negative point, but I think I'm just going to refer to it briefly. Deuteronomy 21, verses 18 through 21. If a man have a stubborn and rebellious son, which will not obey the voice of his father or the voice of his mother, and that when they have chastened him, will not hearken unto them, then shall his father and his mother lay hold on him, and bring him out unto the elders of his city, and unto the gate of his place. And they shall say unto the elders of his city, this our son is stubborn and rebellious. He will not obey our voice. He is a glutton and a drunkard, and all the men of his city shall stone him with stones, that he die. So shalt thou put evil away from among you, and all Israel shall hear and fear. We would look at that as a very negative thing. And I don't want to spend a lot of time on it. I just read these verses to bring out and enforce in our minds today the seriousness of which God looks at individuals who are disobedient to parents, who will not obey the direction and the leading and the teaching of their parents. And I don't believe God looks at it any more serious when the person is 5 or 6 or 8 or 10 than he does when he's 40 or 50 or 60. When we as individuals have been taught the Word of God and have been brought up in Christian homes, and we begin as we get older to throw away the things we've been taught and turn aside and follow the suggestions of the world and the teachings of the world and the New Age movement and whatever else you want to name, I think God looks at that just as seriously as he does when a child of 5 or 6 or 10 or 12 or 15 disobeys his parents. Proverbs chapter 1. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 8 and 9. My son, hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother, for they shall be an ornament of grace upon thine head and chains about thy neck. Now, we don't believe in the wearing of jewelry. But what the proverb writer is saying here is the fact that a life that is obedient to parents, a life that is living by the instruction of his father and the commandments and the laws of his mother, is a life that is going to be beautified by those things. They are going to show in your life and give you a beautiful character and personality. And I say that because I realize that our parents spend a lot of time shaping and molding us. And they do that by instruction and by teaching and by training, reading us and teaching us God's word. And those things will shape and mold our character and somewhat our personality. If we rebel, if we become a stubborn son or daughter, that's not a beautiful thing. The choice is ours. Which are we going to be? Another thing that I see that is interesting to me, and I believe sometimes we as fathers fail, but we need to look at the fact that our fathers have taught us, and we as fathers need to teach others so that they can teach others. Proverbs 4, verses 1 through 4. Hear ye, children, the instruction of a father, and attend to no understanding. For I give you good doctrine, forsake ye not my law. For I was my father's son, tender and only beloved in the sight of my mother. He taught me also and said unto me, let thine heart retain my words, keep my commandments and live. I see a beautiful chain of succession here that we all benefit from and can learn from today. Our fathers taught us. And what they taught us was what they learned from their fathers. So we today have the advantage of being able to build on generations of knowledge. because of faithful fathers. Not only that, but we have the privilege and the opportunity to pass that line of knowledge and information along to our children. What happens if we break that chain? Brethren, again, a warning. Be an honorable father. Feed that chain of information along to your children and to your grandchildren. Okay. How do we honor our father, or how do we dishonor him? I think we need to respect his wisdom and experience. Proverbs chapter 5, verses 1 and 2 again. My son, attend unto my wisdom, and bow thine ear to my understanding, that thou mayest regard discretion, and that thy lips may keep knowledge. We have fathers who have experienced a lot more in life than we have, because they're older than we have, than we are. They've been around for more years than we have been. Do we respect their wisdom that they have gained from personal experience? Do we respect the counsel that they have for us? Do we respect their experience because of their age? When a father comes to a son and says, "Son, please listen to me. I know what I'm talking about. I've been there. I've done that. I've made those mistakes." Do we have enough of respect for their wisdom and their experience to listen? Or do we say, "Oh, well, Dad's just an old, you know, he's from the old school. You know, we do things different today," or "that doesn't really matter today," or "he doesn't understand what we're going through because he didn't face the same things that we face." Don't be too sure. Just because there's different things around today doesn't mean that your dad didn't face the same tests and trials and temptations that you face today. Doesn't mean that he doesn't understand that the things of this world will lure you away from the things of God. Doesn't mean that dad doesn't understand that what you're facing today isn't the same temptations that he had when he was young or when he was older. What about when dad comes to you and he says, "Son or daughter, I really don't think that's a wise choice. It may not be something that's right or wrong, but it may be something that might not be the wisest choice. Maybe something that you're overextending yourself financially, or it may be something that he has concern of maybe a friend that you have. Are we ready to listen to his wisdom and his experience? Or do we think we know better than that wisdom and experience and go our own way? Are we honoring or dishonoring our father? Proverbs 7. Again, verses 1 through 3. My son, keep my words and lay up my commandments with thee. Keep my commandments and live, and my law as the apple of thine eye. Bind them upon thy fingers, write them upon the table of thine heart. Receive his instruction. Receive the instruction of your father. and not only receive it, but retain it. He's saying here, bind it upon your fingers and write them upon the table of thine heart. What he's saying is, make it a part of you. It's so easy for us to listen to somebody and then walk away and forget what we heard. And that is why sometimes fathers need to repeat what they said before. Yes, Dad, I know you said that before. Probably the reason Dad is saying it again is because I didn't listen the first time. Or either I forgot what he said. You know, we're that kind of people. We're humans. And we don't retain everything we hear, and it has to be repeated. It's often been said that somebody has to repeat something three times before you actually hear it or remember it. And I'm sure that I'm sure that my father had to repeat it more than three times for me. Do we receive his instruction? Do we write it on our hearts? Is it something that means something to us? Is it something that's precious to us? Is it something that has value to us, what our fathers have taught us? Do we respect and honor our fathers enough to put a value on what they have taught us and the difference that they have made in our lives? Or do we take it for granted and, well, you know, Mom and Dad raised me I'm pretty good. Brothers and sisters, we can hear what our fathers say, but unless we really honor and respect them and value it, it's not going to be received in our heart. If we don't look at it with value, and I think back in my own life, I said I'm not going to say whether it's my experience or as a father or as a son, but I guess I am somewhat here. As I look back on my own life, I realize that some of the things that my father told me probably 3, 4, 5, 6 times, I didn't receive, and I had to learn some lessons the hard way. And that will happen. That will happen to us. But if we remember the principles that our parents told us, when we do learn lessons the hard way, we'll understand, and it'll make it more precious to us when we realize that our father was more right than what we thought he was. Receive his instruction. Follow his teaching. Okay, now we receive the instruction. We have it in our hearts. But you know, when we get out into everyday life and we begin to face the things of life, we face the temptations, we face the hardships, we face the trials and struggles, it's so easy to go with the flow. Sometimes it's so hard to stand. Follow his teaching. There's nothing proves our respect and our honor and our love for our Father more than when he can see us be faithful in the Christian life. There's nothing that proves our love and respect for our Father more than when individuals in his presence say, "Your son reminds me of you." Do we receive and follow his teaching? If we say that we respect our father and then we turn our backs on what he taught us, do you think our father is going to understand our respect? Do you think our father is going to understand when we say, "Dad, I love you. I'm thankful that you were my dad. I'm thankful you taught me what you did." And then he sees us turning our backs to what he taught. Brothers and sisters, this morning, if we prize and we fix evaluation upon our father and what he's taught us, and we revere him I think you understand what that word means, not that we have a reverence of him above God, but that we have a respect for him. We will be following what he taught us. We will be following his teaching. We will be doing what he told us. And it's not going to stop when we get married and start our own home. It's going to continue. Too many times we see young people who can't wait to get out from underneath their parents, who can't wait to get on their own, and then they can do what they want to. Brothers and sisters, young people, and older ones as well. If we have that mentality, then we have no respect for our Father. If we can't wait to leave home, if we can't wait to start our own home so that we can do things the way we want to do, that's a sign that we have not respected and honored our Father. And I pray to God that sometime along the line you will find out that your Father was respectable and was honorable, and you begin to do that and you begin to follow what he's teaching, what he taught you. Now we're out on our own. We're following his advice. We're following his teaching. But we come up against something. We're not quite sure what to do in this situation, or maybe even how to fix something, or what should we do? Do we honor and respect our Father enough to go back to him and ask for some advice? You know, Dad, you've been around the block a time or two, and you've been through life. You're twice as old as I am. What would you do in this situation, or how should I respond to this, or what should I do here? Or Dad, you know, my little 3-year-old is not responding to me the way he should. How did you do it when I was 3? Are we willing to ask advice? Are we willing to go back to the man who taught us and trained us and go back to him and ask for more advice? Say, Dad, I don't know. I need your help. Do we value it? Do we prize his input into our life even after we're out on our own? Let's go ask for advice. You know, Dad's given a lot for us. Dad's put up with a lot. Dad's given a lot of his time, a lot of his money, a lot of his effort, and a lot of his prayers for us. Don't you think it's only honorable and respectable for us to give back? Honor our Father and give back. When Dad needs help, let's be there. When Dad has a hard time, let's be there for him. Let's show him that we love him and respect him. Let's give him the benefit of the doubt sometimes when we're not quite sure about what Dad's doing. And maybe as Dad gets older, there'll be some situations where you're not quite sure that Dad is living up to his own advice. You know, older people get forgetful and they're not quite as quick-witted, and things happen, and they do some things that we think, you know, well, Dad, you know, what did you tell me? Let's give back. Let's be there. When Dad gets old and feeble, are we there to support him and help him like he was when we were young and feeble? Brothers and sisters, today I'm afraid that we as Christians are losing the respect and honor for older individuals. They're just a bother. They take a lot of time, and they say funny things, and they do strange things. Stop and think of one thing, or two things. First thing is, stop and think about what that individual did for you, the influence that they had on your life. Second of all, stop and think about how you would like to be treated by your sons and daughters when you get to be that age. And start doing those strange things. Last of all, if your father is still living, thank him for his love, for his training, for his teaching, and for his influence on your life. You're never too old to go back to your father and say, "Thanks, Dad, for everything you've done for me." Now, I've been looking mostly at individuals and talking to individuals who have fathers who have been honorable and respectable. But I know there are those situations where a father was not what he should have been. And he did not take his place in the home like he should have, and he did not teach like he should have, and he did not live like he should have had, like he should have done. Does that mean that we disrespect him? Does that mean that we don't hold him in regard? He is our Father. He may not have been what God wanted him to be, but he still had an influence on our lives. And I dare say that to most of us here this morning, even though if we had a father who was not totally what he should have been, his influence wasn't all bad. And we can spend the rest of our lives dwelling on the bad influence that our father has been on us. Brothers and sisters, if we do that, the possibility is very high that we will follow the same path. We need to look at a father, even a father like that, and look at the good things that we learn from him. Maybe there's only a few. Maybe we have to search to find them. But I don't see anywhere in the Bible that it gives us the right to disrespect our fathers, or any individual for that matter, because they are not living according to the will of God. We need to respect them. We need to honor them as our father. Maybe hard to do. Maybe hard to find something good to say about our father, but if we dwell on the negative, that's probably the path we're going to end up taking. So this morning, if you have a father that's living, take the opportunity to say thank you. Let's kneel for prayer.